praise you, Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. God, our Creator and King, reigning over us, we lift our voices and sing, you are glorious. We adore you now. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. God, our Creator and King, watching over us, we lift our voices and sing, you are glorious. We adore you now. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach for the heavens because we want your presence to fill this place. And you fill the air with the rain from the cloud of your glory. And you saturate us. You open the heavens and cover your people with love and grace. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. God, our Creator and King, reigning over us. We lift our voices and sing, you are glorious. We adore you now. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. Oh, we fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach for the heavens because we want your presence to fill this place. And you fill the air with the songs of the praise of your glory. And you saturate us. You cover the heavens and you want your people with love and grace. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy. Yes, we fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy. Oh, Lord, we fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy. And you fill the air with the rain from the clouds of your glory. And you fill the air with the rain from the clouds of your glory. Lord, and you fill the air with the rain from the clouds of your glory. Rain on us, Lord. You fill the air with the rain from the clouds of your glory. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven, let your love pour out on us, saturate us, on us, saturate us, on us, saturate us. Father God, we welcome you here today. We bless your name, oh God. We pour out our hearts to you right now, God. We give everything to you. Have your way in us and through us, God. And saturate us with your love, with your glory, God, with your anointing. We welcome your presence here on the Master's Call. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out there in California early this morning. Good morning to our Master's Call family. Welcome. Warmest of Kingdom greetings. This is Dr. Vanessa here in Prairie View, Texas. Excited as we continue to celebrate our 12-year anniversary of the Master's Call. See, on October 25th, 2010, my dear sister in the Lord, Dr. Pacola Robertson, myself, stepped out in faith and began the Master's Call. And here we are 12 years later, 12 years and 2 days, celebrating our anniversary. Our TMC scripture, as we call ourselves the Master's Call, is found in the 88th division of Psalms 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. God gave us a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, which is themasterscall.net. So feel free to go and look and cruise around and just see all that God has allowed us to do and achieve over these 12 years at themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year of 2022, that we have a new theme at the beginning of every year that God blesses us with and we stand on, and this year, it's in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, the theme for this Founders Week is, wow, it's perfect God, perfect time, perfect plan. Oh, isn't that great? Perfect God, perfect time, perfect plan. Coming from the 138th division of Psalms, verse 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hand. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, as our awesome Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell, greeted us this morning, or as a host, as I'm doing, not usually, this morning, or share a word from the Lord from any of our powerful men and women of God, if God downloads something to you, or you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And yours truly, I will contact you. What brought us all together? Well, a phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. And we have great products to help the world become healthier and wealthier. Right after this call is the new morning motivational call, and it's held every Monday through Friday right after we finish at the half of the hour, and a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life company. Today is Testimonial Thursday with our host, Director Deborah Smith, and our speaker for the morning is none other than Queen Victoria Flanagan. So we're inviting everyone to hop on then. Now, we're in the midst of a corporate fast, and our directive on this 18th day, October 27th, is pray for fresh, new, God-ordained prophetic strategies from heaven, Christ-centered creativity, and anointed acceleration of the manifestation of our goals, dreams, and visions. And our text for that is Isaiah 43, that 18th through 19th verse. Well, through our 12 years, we have had some of our soldiers called home. And we want to just briefly take this time, and I'm going to ask for our special guest as she'll begin to play softly. We want to take time this morning to honor and celebrate the lives and legacy of our Master's Call family who over these 12 years have transitioned into God's presence, gone from amongst us, but never gone from our hearts. And our first one that we want to talk about briefly is Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Evangelist Gwen Beatty was a powerful evangelist from Chicago, Illinois, and an active part of artists and a regular speaker ministering on the Master's Call for over 1.5 years. She was a proud member of Liberty Temple Full Gospel Church and truly loved her church and her pastor, Chief Apostle Dr. Clifford E. Turner. Evangelist Gwen's thirst for Christ's mission to be completed led her to this church, where she became a member and an evangelist. She worked diligently in all different parts of the ministry, had a heart for the least of these, outreach, worked in the Sunday school department, and much more. And as an active member of Artist Life, Evangelist Gwen joined the Master's Call as a regular speaker, bringing powerful messages of deliverance and redemption to our TMC listeners. She transitioned on December 31st, 2012, after a valiant battle against breast cancer. Next, we have Minister Ava Lavette Mallett Grace. Ada Lavette, formerly known as Ms. Ada L. Miller Mallett, she was raised in Oak Park, Illinois. We all knew Minister Ada as a mighty woman of God with such a calm, sweet spirit, always willing to assist and encourage others. She relocated to Brooklyn, New York with Amtrak, and on December 8th, 2012, she became Mrs. Douglas C. Grace, whom she always called Doug, her beloved. Our dear Minister Ada transitioned on December 30th, 2017, and her beloved Doug has now also transitioned last year, and they are together again in heaven. Now, Minister Ada was an active member of Artist Life and the Master's Call. She ministered faithfully on this call for almost 3 years, and we truly miss her warmth and caring spirit. And next, we want to honor Brother Elisha David Roberts Sr. Elisha David Roberts Sr. and his wife, yes, our Dr. Pecola, joined the artist family in December of 2008. He served faithfully unto death on July 22nd, 2011. Now, Brother David had a mathematical background like me, and he loved and affectionately called Dr. Pecola his doll baby. He truly loved God and loved Dr. Pecola and his family. Our dear Mr. Antonio Diaz de Leon, Papa, during one of our extravaganza conferences, awarded Brother David the position of platinum president, which was the highest rank at that time, in the company posthumous, meaning after his death. Now, Dr. Pecola was blessed to find love again with Brother Lester Wallace Patton. He joined Dr. Pecola in Artists of February 2017. Brother Lester insisted that the coffee blend that we share today remain a constant staple. He loved our Artist Life coffees. He was faithful until his death on April 18th of 2019. We were blessed to hear him minister from time to time on this, the Master's Call. So we take time this morning to remember and honor the life and legacy of these members of the Master's Call who are now in the presence of our Almighty God, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, Minister Ada Lavette Grace and Doug, Brother Elisha Roberts, and Brother Lester Patton. And we thank God for their life and their input into this ministry. Well, we are blessed today. We're going to get ready definitely to bring up a powerful minister of the gospel, an apostle of the Lord. Many of you know her, love her. She is a dear friend to this ministry. We're doing something a little different. For those of you who would like, you can hop on Facebook and go to, yes, Melissa, M-E-L-E-S-S-A, and Brown, or you can stay right where you are and be blessed. So let me tell you just very briefly about her, because we want her to have plenty of time to bless, to be a blessing to us. Apostle Melissa A. Brown, professor of gospel music, worship leader, musician, and teacher. She's traveled extensively in the United States and literally all over the world. Fluently speaks not one, two, three, four, five, but six languages. She is a prolific songwriter as well, and is sought after as a worship leader all around the world. She did graduate cum laude with honors from Kentucky State University, where she majored in piano and minored in voice. And you can tell because the anointing of the Lord is all over her. Apostle Melissa has recently started a music school called the Chananiah School of Worship, dedicated to teaching and mentoring worship leaders, singers, and musicians in their respective responsibilities. One of her recent graduates is our very own TMC prayer warrior and worshiper, Minister Sharon Stowers. And so we are honored and humbled to have at this time, I introduce to some and present to others our dear sister in the Lord, Apostle Melissa Brown. The floor is yours, my sister.
Well, I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let me get my camera here correct.
All right.
The recording. One more time. I preach your message in the name of Jesus. And a shout out to Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and the Master's Call. The 12 years of faithful service. We just want to do a little bit of early morning worship. We will join. Go on and tag someone. Tag some people so we can worship together this morning. Thursday morning, seated on the throne of my life. I see the Lord high and lifted up, seated on the throne of my life. For he
Oh, yeah.
God, I am helpful. Save me, God, for I am whole. For care, God.
Because of what the Lord
Continue playing softly, Apostle, because we're going to call you back for the benediction. The anointing of the Lord is here. Thank you for rising early in the morning to be such a blessing to our hearts. Father, we receive this time of worship. We thank you for the praises. This Chananiah, this five-star general, has led us in your presence. So, Father, we just thank you for being who you are in our lives. As we take this time to pray over our prayer requests, we thank you for those we know and those we don't know. You know them all. We thank you, Father, for our evangelist, Wanda Walker. Touch her body. Our dear Pastor Candy there in Tennessee, touch and heal their bodies. Father, for all those who've been touched through infirmity, we call out healing for Kamalia. We just thank you that you are working your power, your anointing. You're still a healing Jesus. You're still a restoring Jesus. And we thank you for all you've meant to us. We thank you even on this morning as the praises of the Lord have gone up. We know your blessings, Father God, have come down into these, your people's lives. As our dear Apostle Melissa saying, give thanks. We give you all the thanks for these 12 years. We could not have reached this day in time, the space in eternity, without your divine intervention. Dr. Pakola and I just say humbly that we thank you that you tapped on the shoulders of our hearts and our minds, and we said yes to this call, to this ministry, to this avenue to worship you in the morning, to enhance, enrich, and empower these believers as they begin their day. We say thank you as you pour back virtue into Apostle Melissa and our dear Minister Bernadette as they have sung praises of worship and of grace and mercy into your name, prophetically singing our theme, God, reminding that you and you alone are in charge. And so we thank you, Father, for this time of celebration. And we ask you by your blood and in the majestic power that's inherent in your name for you to continue to fortify our faith for many, many, many more years to come, that we always will be that safe place, that safe platform, that safe provision of your powerful word going forth each and every weekday, to help all of us walk and fulfill the purposes that you have on our life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, we're excited about what you've done. We're humbled by what you're doing. And with the spirit of expectation, we look forward to what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, again, I know you all were blessed. I saw many of you all go to Facebook. I was going back and forth and from the board to just hear this time of worship. We thank Apostle Melissa for making the time, taking the time, her and her dear sister, Minister Bernadette Owens, for being a part of this celebration this morning, as we have asked each and every morning, that we want to sow into the anointing of these powerful vessels who have given up their time, their anointing, and their talent to come and be a part of the Master's call. On the Facebook, you saw her PayPal. Feel free to give it straight to her if you like. $Chenaniah Men, $CHENANIAH, and then capital M-I-N, or if you want to give it to $The Master's Call, and we'll definitely get it right on to them. For those who want to sow to the Master's Call for 12 years, please sow into what we know is good soil. You can give through Zelle to the Master's Morning Call at Gmail or PayPal, the same email, the Master's Morning Call. But again, for those who are calling in, listening, if you'd like to give straight to our dear Apostle Melissa, it is $CHENANIAH, lowercase HENANIAH, then capital M, then lowercase IN. Either way, we're going to make sure that this vessel is blessed for her being such a blessing to us. So at this time, we're going to ask you, Apostle Melissa, to come back and give us the benediction. And again, thank you. Thank you, my dear sisters, for being a part of this celebration of 12 years. Melissa, are you there? Apostle? There.
Yeah.
Of the goodness of God.
Father, bless us. Bless this wonderful group of people that is accepting the call to pray over your people. In Jesus' name. Amen.